What is an acquired taste? It is an appreciation for something unlikely to be enjoyed by a person who has not had substantial exposure to it. It is the opposite of innate taste or natural taste, which is the appreciation for things that are enjoyable by most persons without prior exposure to them.
If there is something you don't like, but over time as you're exposed to it more and more, you start acquiring a taste for it.
I had no idea you were such a fan of the mollusk.
Never really gave him a chance before. But I'm acquiring a taste.
To acquire a taste for something means to begin to like something because you've tried it over and over again. You can acquire a taste not only for certain types of food like blue cheese or raw oysters, but also for music, theater, opera, certain types of movies, etc.
Just a few weeks ago, our son Ezra, he's very makulit, and there was some vinegar on the table, and he ended up getting some in his mouth, and he's crying, and he hated it. And here's the thing, when we were kids, we wouldn't have liked vinegar. We wouldn't have liked spicy food. We want the candy, right? We don't want something that's sour or bitter. But then as you get older, your body starts to acquire the taste for other foods. An example for myself, the first time, my favorite food in the Philippines, if not my favorite food overall, is sinigang. I love sinigang. But I did not like sinigang the first time I tried it. I mean, I remember taking a bite and I'm just like, you know, what is this? It's so sour. It's like I've never had anything like this before, right? I mean, if you're going to have somebody from, you know, another place try a food, pick adobo because every single person in the world likes adobo. But with sinigang, the reason why you might be like, wow, because it's such a shock to the system because it's different, right? But now, over time, you know, sinigang became my favorite food because I acquired that taste. Or, for example, let me give you a food that I have never acquired the taste for and I try it every 2 months. Faithfully for the last 6 years, kimchi. Everyone says it's an acquired taste. I don't like kimchi. It's not for me. I've tried it many times. And in this room, this is a church split sort of topic. Some people here love kimchi. It's one of those foods. It's like foods like durian, wasabi, kimchi. It's like you either love it or hate it. There's no in between, right? I'm on the anti-kimchi side, but if you're going to quit the church over that, it's like my wife's favorite food, so there you go. You can stick in here, okay? But I never acquired the taste for it. And certain foods, you're just never going to acquire the taste because your taste buds are just not made that way. We're designed differently by God, and certain things you're just never going to acquire the taste for. Now, what I'm doing is using this as an example for our church because our church is an acquired taste. It doesn't come naturally to people because we're not the natural man. We don't preach the things of the world. And so it's something that it takes people time to acquire the taste to enjoy, which they might not first enjoy when they come. Now, here's the thing. Our church, some people will never acquire the taste for because they just don't want to live for God. They don't want the truth.